In the fabled land of Northern California, nestled in the Valley of Sacramento, two friends begin a journey to enlighten the world about their experience living life as a Xennial. But what is a Xennial, you may ask? If you wish to know, then follow them on their adventures.
Welcome to the Xennial Chronicles. This is James.
This is Mike.
And we have finally started for the day. We were having some starting issues.
Yeah, we had I was on the wrong app. I was using the timer instead of the stopwatch app, and I freaked out slightly. We might keep it, we might not in here. I doubt it, though.
It is recorded, at least.
It is recorded.
Maybe an outtake thing.
Yeah.
Ooh, I have an idea.
What's your idea?
I just a thought.
Uh-huh.
Let's take the outtake audio of that.
Uh-huh.
And produce a video with that outtake audio with you and me being represented by sock puppets.
I like
this idea.
Just
a thought.
Okay.
Just a thought.
That should be our video, like our TXT videos from now on, is just sock puppet dramatizations of what happens on the podcast.
That would be hilarious. That would be hilarious. Wait, I'm just imagining this right now.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine a sock puppet with a beard, with a giant beard? Okay.
Okay.
And fat.
A fat sock puppet.
Yes.
With a giant beard.
Yes. Could you imagine this? I'm imagining it, and it's funny as hell.
Oh yeah, that sounds great.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
For those of you who wonder, I do have an obsession with sock puppets, in general, but definitely sock puppets. Try to find the old, I think it was an MTV series, Syphil and Ollie.
Yeah.
That started my obsession with sock puppets. It's so funny to watch.
I never I missed Syphil and Ollie. I missed the bus on that one.
I had a friend that that kind of turned me on to it, and it's just it was just hilarious. Just a low production of using sock puppets for something like that. It's just so funny. I know many people got into puppets through like the Muppets. I did when I was a kid, but then
yeah, totally.
Later people got into it through Crank Yankers, which is coming back, by the way.
Shut up.
It is coming back.
Oh, wow. I'm
which,
okay with this.
Yeah, which is, I mean, Crank Yankers, again, if you don't know what it is, go find it, go watch it. It's quite funny. But anyway, that's not the subject today. Today we're following along in the kind of format that we did last week, where we're talking about some news stories. I know last week we left you without the information on Antonio Brown, which we will be discussing today.
Yeah.
We'll also be doing a little bit of a vaping discussion since that's been so big in the news lately.
Yeah, totally.
Because we're trying to touch on things that are kind of big news things.
We want
to touch on things that are affecting Xennials of today, and not even Xennials, because I know that's not the only people listening, but Gen Xers, Millennials, the news items that may mean something to us.
Yeah, and totally.
It's been a week full of news, hasn't it?
Oh, there's been a lot.
There's been a lot of news.
There's been a lot of big stuff that's happened the last week since the last time we had a podcast,
big stuff. So like,
yeah, quite a bit.
I know you have an update for us. We talked about the Carters.
Yeah.
Nick and Aaron Carter, not other Carters, but Nick and Aaron. You have a little bit of an update about Aaron Carter this week. Something happened?
Yeah. So apparently in response to everything, and I'm not trying to – screw it. I'm ripping on the guy at this point. I'm trying to be – look, I know I'm trying to be safe here, but when you respond to restraining orders with the tweet that he had, and I know that I kind of flipped on it and I was a little gullible reading it the first time, but after
I think you kind of introduced that to me,
I was like, oh dude, this is bad.
And I think you're somebody that does necessarily
I take things at face value a lot. I'm a relatively trusting guy. I am.
Yeah,
I'm kind of a fool when it comes
people.
To that. Yeah, I'm a bit of a fool
you're
when
not,
it comes to that.
You're
kind
not
of
the
stuff.
Person who's gonna be looking at everything as a possible knife in the back. The knife's going to stab you before you notice it, typically.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad thing. That means you're a good guy with a good heart, and you're not duplicitous towards people.
Yeah.
However, those of us who can be that way towards people and have been had that happen to us too often, we sometimes look for those things a little bit deeper. So Aaron's response beyond the tweet he put out, what else did he do, Mike?
He got a face tattoo.
He got a face tattoo.
And not like a cool Mike Tyson one. Don't get me wrong. Like, tribal has been way out for a long time. It's been out of the trend. It's the fad for tribal.
I feel so lucky that during the 90s, I did not get tribal. I did get the other thing that was considered an old fad that shouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
I got kanji. I got Asian script.
Oh, okay.
But only two words, and I know what they mean. So I knew what they meant before I put them on me. I didn't get, like, duck soup put on me or something like that. Although that would be a good one to have if you're a Marx Brothers fan. But if you're not a Marx Brothers
soup,
fan,
yes,
And if, for those of you who don't know who the Marx Brothers are, YouTube it. Find it.
Yeah, it's worth it. Like, they are wonderful classic comedy.
Yes. But anyway.
Legends.
Face
but anyways,
tattoos.
Yeah. Aaron Carter got a face tattoo. Not even like a cool one. He got this strange, slightly overtly detailed, a little bit too shaded, almost. I don't know what it is. So I just saw it at first glance, and I was like, what? Why? But it looks kind of like this. I'm not sure if it's some kind of – it almost looks like an Incan symbol because of the amount of shading that was done on it, or possibly some kind of Catholic – Virgin Mary type looking thing, but it's all over the right side of his face, like from
I'm looking for it right
from
now.
Behind his eye all the way down to his chin on one side of his face, and it's pretty wow. He's looking it up right now.
I'm looking at the picture right now.
Yeah,
and yeah, it's really hard to see what it is the way he took the photo.
It looks a little strange. But anyways, to keep things from being dull, there's other news as well. There's some big stuff while you're looking that up.
It is a woman's face. It looks like, I have no idea what kind of a crown thing she has going on.
It looks like some kind of Virgin Mary thing, doesn't it?
I can say it's not a Virgin Mary iconography, but it's, I can see where you would see some of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is a weird one.
Yeah, I still can't really quite make out what it fully is, but it definitely doesn't look great.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that's supposed to be.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess, I mean, that's.
Hey, people deal with their stuff in their own way, and I'm not trying to completely knock it, but I am super confused by it.
I want to say, personally, I am a fan of face tattoos.
Yeah.
And no, I'm not just saying that because my wife has some. I really do like face tattoos if they're done the right way.
Yeah, there's a creative way to do it. Personally, I would never get tattoos. Most likely, I would never get tattoos on my neck or my face. I've seen people that do that, and I don't have a problem with it. But I don't know what that is. It's got to represent some type of symbolism to him. I don't know what it is.
I don't know
but
for sure what it is. Maybe we'll have an update by next week knowing what the heck it is.
Yeah.
But
he's got to explain it at one point.
That's something. All right.
But anyways, so there's more.
More for the Aaron Carter thing?
No. Okay. There's more other news. There's some more of this stuff.
Let's get into some other news.
Yeah. So another big one was James Hetfield. Lead
Who's
singer
that?
For yeah right lead vocalist and frontman for Metallica.
Oh, okay, I know
yeah,
those guys.
Yeah, that guy. Those guys are all right. They're going places.
They might.
Unfortunately, James Hetfield has had to check into rehab again.
This actually does tie into the whole Carter thing, because
it could be possible that might be what Aaron needs. But basically,
yeah,
the issue here. The biggest issue, obviously, is that he's in rehab, but Metallica has had to cancel their tour.
Yeah.
He is checking into rehab for an undisclosed amount of time, obviously, because it's rehab. He needs whatever time he needs in order to take care of his stuff.
And for people who don't know, this is definitely not the first time he's had to have these problems.
No, but the first time he did it was a very long time, and it was quite some time ago, and it was well documented. Back the last time he did this, which was the first time he did this, it was basically what came out of it was, I don't want to say what came out of it was the Saint Anger album, but that is kind of one of the byproducts.
Yeah, it's one of the byproducts
of his healing process.
And so is the movie, the Some Kind of Monster movie.
Some Kind of Monster really well is a really good documentation of what happened to him.
Yeah.
That's the recovery process document, essentially. Properly done so, what it does and how it interrupts your life and what the issues of addiction can do to yourself and to the people around you.
Very, very much documenting the people around you, because there's only so much that really touched on his personal life during that.
Yeah.
But it definitely showed a lot of what fallout it has with the people around you.
Yeah.
And the recovery from addiction and dealing with your addiction problems are a very personal thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it is important to realize the effect that those actions do have on your entire circle of friends, of coworkers, of anybody around you. There are some people who try to, justify their behavior.
Yeah.
By saying, oh, it only hurts me, it only impacts me. And this is not just addictive behavior. This is just behavior in general. It only hurts me. It only impacts me. That's not true. You don't realize how much your behavior impacts everybody around you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really, really does.
One of the things that I have to say essentially about this is that the process of recovery that you start shows the foundation of the friendships of those that you keep in your inner circle. It shows you how these people, how these people care about you.
Yeah.
What they want to see from you. As far as James getting sober and then the entire band going real strong for the 15, 16, 17 years that they've been going.
Yeah.
And they have, since Saint Anger came out, it has been not necessarily an uphill battle, but it has been an upward, it's been an ascent.
They've constantly kept going in their professionalism. They put out a couple more albums. They had major tours, major tours.
Yeah.
They've been able to
put out a feature film. They've done, and not just concert footage, they put out a full feature film.
Yeah, they've been able to accomplish a lot of things. Yeah. So the recovery at that, from the initial time that it happened during the Saint Anger years,
mm-hmm.
At least was able to get him to a point where him and the band were able to be creative still, be able to still work together. And what's nice is, at least from all the things that I read, he still has full band support on what's happening with what's going on now.
Yeah,
they're 100% supportive with him and trying to help him in whatever they can. And, you know, it's nice to know that he has that group of people still fully rallied around him.
Absolutely. And it's not just him. It's not just like everybody else that they have canceled the tour with. They had to cancel tours in, I think, Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah.
Basically, the tour is just shut off at this point. They did SNM2. They were able to do that, which I am going to see that in the theater. I have to go. It is – who knows when they're going to have another show at this point. And, you know, that's fine. And I have full faith in him that he's going to recover. I have full faith that they're going to be touring again. They're probably going to write another album relatively in the next 3 or 4 years. Because it's a long time for album writing process for these guys, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But the amount of support that he is getting from people that he had to cancel the tours with is a really nice breath of fresh air. Well, you see a lot of unity behind him, and that's really nice.
Well, and we don't have all the details and all the information yet, but I can hope that maybe he was able to identify he was having the problem, and had fallen back into some of the ways, maybe from before, or fallen into different ways that he could identify as being problematic before it became as big an issue. And maybe there's just more self-awareness with him. Again, we don't know at this point.
Yeah.
But hey. For all of us who are Metallica fans, let's hope that everything goes well with him.
Yeah, you know, his entire fan base is like, you've done this before, you can do it again, man.
Yeah, he's at least getting the help he seems to need. So that's Aaron, get the help.
Right.
Do we have another piece of news?
We have another piece of news. This one is definitely not music or celebrity oriented. Listen to this. A Missouri man was arrested trying to fly back home in California.
He was from Missouri.
He was from Missouri. California. He was in California.
Okay.
After intentionally starting at least a dozen fires in a single day.
Okay.
This guy, his name's Freddie Graham, and he's from Lone Jack, Missouri. He flew out here, rented a car, and lit pieces of paper and threw them into grassy foothills in the Bay Area.
So, okay. Why?
We don't know. Nobody has any actual answers. I'm sure that people are asking why. We don't know. Who knows what the motivation was on this? But that's what it was. He had rented a car and lit pieces of paper and threw them out his car. And so he was called in by the cops. They saw
what was going on. Just for those people listening, like one or two listening that don't live in California, this is the time of year where like our state is constantly on fire.
Right. So somewhere coming in state, and trying to start some we don't need help. Okay.
No, but I mean with him coming from Missouri, that makes me wonder. Is he a disgruntled NFL fan that
I totally thought you were going to go political with that.
I was, but then I was like, let's make it funnier. Is he a disgruntled NFL fan that is mad because the Rams left St. Louis? Is that what's going on here?
Did they come to California? They did, huh? LA?
Yeah, they're in LA now.
Yeah, you're right. They did.
Is that what it is? Although, why is he targeting the northern part of California? Is he anti-49ers? Is that what's going on? Initially, my first thought, knowing he's from Missouri, would have been politically motivated, that maybe he was somebody who was more on the conservative bent of things, and California being kind of the one of the like three liberal strongholds in let's just get to the factual.
We'll just call it what it is at this point.
Let's get to the factual point of it. Everything in California south of Sacramento.
Yeah.
Like if you were to cut off California at Sacramento, everything south is basically one of the liberal strongholds in the United States.
Yeah.
You got that. You got the state of Washington and you got the state of New York as basically your liberal strongholds.
Oregon is still kind of up in the middle too.
No. Oregon is split in half. Northern half of Oregon is liberal. The southern half of Oregon is conservative.
Those guys are kind of around the
northern half of California.
Yeah, it's like you got that Jefferson thing going on out there.
The state of Jefferson movement. It's literally from Sacramento north up to halfway through Oregon that they want to be they want to be the state of Jefferson and be a more conservative state.
Weird.
But I mean, okay, so maybe he's going after maybe he's a person from Missouri, which is for the most part a conservative state, going after a more liberal state. But still, I don't see the kind of motivation there. It just seems wrong.
Yeah.
And by the way, that was me talking based off of what the general political affiliation is of those areas. That does not have to do anything with my personal political affiliation or feelings. I'm just saying generally that's understood to be those areas are more liberal, those areas are more conservative. It's just the way that the
Who knows, like when you read the article, it does kind of give you the possible idea that it could be politically motivated. Like when you see everything that's there, you kind of tend to mentally lean towards that. Again, that's more information that somebody could just kind of put together in their own head. There's nothing in the articles that I've read that state that it's politically motivated. Who knows? Maybe this guy just had a chip on his shoulder. I have no idea. Maybe there are some relatives out here that he doesn't like. Who knows? Again, there's nothing with that. Like you kind of see it and it almost tends to read political, you could put that together in your head, but I'm not saying that that's the case. But he is being arraigned on 15 arson related charges.
Wow.
And held on $500,000 bail in California now.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's a way to do it. Maybe he just had enough of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Dr. Dre, and the Mamas and the Papas, right?
Oh, yeah. California Dreamin'.
I tried to throw every California song I could think of, you know, Californication, California Love, California Dreamin'. You got any other ones?
Katy Perry, California Girls, yeah. Man, that one had Snoop Dogg in it too, didn't it?
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah. If you're gonna talk about California Girls, I guess Snoop Dogg's a good, although his main crush is from Connecticut.
Beach Boys.
Huh?
California Girls, Beach Boys.
Yeah. There's that.
There's a lot. A lot going on.
You missed my fun joke.
I missed it. I'm sorry. I was reading and drinking coffee.
I was saying Snoop Dogg's big crush right now is from Connecticut.
Oh yeah, dude, their online PDA right now is pretty awesome.
Did you see?
That's another thing. Maybe we could talk about that in the news.
I do want to make a comment on the fact that you tweeted out something on your own personal Twitter this weekend after a discussion we had about something.
it's
a fun reference about the rapper. What's his name?
Oh, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yes, a fun reference about that. Yeah, don't go into the reference.
Okay,
but just it was a reference to his current court things and the fact that he's basically selling out everybody he possibly can in his court things.
Yeah, to kind of get a lighter sentence. Have you seen
the meme where it's talking about him doing that and the fact that Martha Stewart was so much more gangster because she went and did the prison time and didn't sell anybody out.
Oh, dude, like she's responded to it with Snoop Dogg's Twitter and everything.
Snoop said it on the Twitter, yeah.
Yes, dude. Snoop has shared more than one meme that has been like basically how like Martha Stewart's street cred is so legit because she's not a snitch.
Yeah.
And I love it. Absolutely love it.
It's hey, I mean, I used to love seeing the picture and showing it, especially showing it to boomers, showing them the picture of Snoop Dogg with Martha Stewart. It's like, hey, which one is a convicted felon? You guess.
Oh, right. Well, like, he's not a convicted. I don't think he's a convicted felon.
Not. She is.
Right.
She's the convicted felon.
Right. No. Well, that was, yeah.
That's the joke.
That's right. It's like, take a look, guys. Only one of them is a convicted felon.
Yes. And it's not the one you think. But anyway. So this guy might be,
I know he was accused, but he wasn't ever convicted because he didn't do it.
But this gentleman, this fire starter might be at some point.
That's very possible. Maybe he's a Drew Barrymore.
Sorry, we're trying to think of motivations.
He threw pieces of paper lit on fire out of his car with his mind. Okay, so,
any more news? Any more interesting things happen?
I don't know, man.
I mean, it's been a busy week.
I've had a few things. There's not really...
You had a few things?
I mean, I can't think of anything really major.
I will make a comment that there's...
On a national level.
I can do a little mention of football.
I mean, possibly.
There's a football mention.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about.
We are going to talk about Antonio Brown, but just an interesting note, there are only three undefeated teams right now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, the Patriots.
Okay.
The Chiefs.
Uh-huh.
Who everybody expected to be in, or at least everybody expects those two teams to be in the AFC Championship together.
Yes.
And then there's another team that's undefeated.
Oh, really? Who?
Just another team.
Just a little small.
Kind of. The Niners.
Dang.
Admittedly, they had a bye week this week, so it's kind of easy to stay undefeated on a bye week. But they are 3-0, so that's nice. They're also the...
Legit.
Here's the best part about that. That means they lead the NFC West currently. That also means they are the best team in the NFC currently.
Oh, snap.
Because they're the only undefeated team in the NFC.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Oh, yeah. And they play the Browns next week. So there might be a chance to go 4-0, just saying. Not saying it's going to happen, but there might be a chance.
All I'm saying is watch those turnovers, bro.
Hey, man, if you can do 5 turnovers in a game and still win the game.
That's not an accomplishment. That's not an accomplishment. As a guy who doesn't even watch sports.
Okay,
football, that's not an accomplishment.
I watched the Rams and Bucks games yesterday, the Rams and the Bucks. Okay, I watched that game. Jared Goff, the quarterback for the Rams, threw like 4 interceptions. Guess who won? Not the Rams. Tell you what, your team can't have 4 or 5 turnovers and win. My team can. So yes, it is a damn accomplishment.
I don't consider that an accomplishment. We gave the ball to them on accident 5 times and still won.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that your team's better. That means that other team's that much worse.
Not necessarily. No. Did you watch the game?
No, I didn't.
It actually means our defense was better.
I look at the stats and I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Our defense was better.
Okay.
That's what it means.
Okay, all right. I can understand that.
Our defense, on all those turnovers, we gave away on 4 turnovers, we only gave 6 points to them. 2 field goals on 4 turnovers. And those 2 field goals, by the way, they came on turnovers that were in the red zone. The Niners were in the red zone.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase. The Niners were at the other team's end, turned the ball over so that the other team got on offense in the red zone. And the defense held away from it, held the team to a field goal, not a touchdown. Was that a Game of Thrones reference?
Yes, it was.
Dear God. I'm done.
Is that not what they did?
I'm done.
Is that not what they did?
Technically, yeah. But they didn't die in the process.
A non-watcher of Game of Thrones, by the way. That's how popular that phrase became.
By the way... After that episode, did you see the door stops that were being sold? The Hodor door stops.
Hodor door stops.
Yeah, the Hodor door stops. Seriously.
Wow.
I showed it to.
It's tough to say that phrase.
Yes.
Did they just call it a Hodor stop?
It was just a Hodor.
It's called a Hodor.
Yeah. And right. So I showed it to my sister-in-law, who was a big Game of Thrones fan. She got a little irritated. Anyway. But yeah, that's what the NFL is sitting at this weekend. So that's kind of nice. That was fun. I don't know. Is there any other big news?
Not, you know, I'm not sure.
I think I remember something.
Oh, yeah. There's a thing. Oh, yeah.
I remember something. I heard something about peaches. Something in peaches. No, wait. That was my kid giving me a bad time again. He always asks me if I'm afraid of rhinos. Over and over. Especially when there's storm clouds in the sky. He asks me if I'm afraid of freaking rhinos.
Does he associate... Are you ad-libbing? What is happening right now? This is an actual conversation.
This is not an ad-lib. This is an actual thing. My wife actually... instigates him to this.
Uh-huh.
She'll say, "Hey, ask your dad about the peaches. Ask your dad if he's afraid of rhinos." You're not putting it together. James and the Giant Peach.
Oh.
The novel, the book, which was later made into a couple different movies specifically.
Oh my gosh. I haven't seen any of the films. Okay. And I haven't read it since like third grade.
The way the kid James deals with the death of his parents is by saying that what happened was there was rhinos that stampeded them at the zoo apparently and killed them. But in the movies,
that's terrible.
What a way to go. Yeah, in the stop motion animation version of it that Disney put out, mm-hmm. they actually show rhinos in like clouds scaring James at one point or another while they're flying around in the peach. So now as a kid,
is that because the sound of the rhino stampeding sounded like thunder? Yes. And he associates the two.
Now
how sad.
Now since I was a kid,
yeah,
and we read this book in school, I used to get asked all the time, "Where's your giant peach? You like peaches?" First of all, I don't like peaches. I don't like the flavor of peach. Peach tea I can deal with, but I just don't like peaches.
Right.
They're like furry. I don't want to eat that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm just not a peach fan.
Okay.
But my son associates my name with James and the Giant Peach.
Of course he does.
So I'm on a regular basis, he will ask me if I'm afraid of rhinos, especially when there's thunderclouds. But anyway.
Okay, now I get it.
Yeah, so there's the reference. Hopefully you got a few people laughing.
Oh, yeah, that was a lot to break down.
If my wife hears this, she'll be laughing really hard for this because, yeah, it's a thing. And we'll be driving around and there'll be clouds. And, Dad, are there rhinos in the clouds? Are you afraid of rhinos? Shut up, Julius. Just shut up. Anyway.
Okay, so
there was a peach thing in the news, right? There was something about peaches.
You know
in the
what?
News.
Yes, something there was a thing about peaches, James.
Things in peaches and mints. I like mints. Peaches and mints. What kind of mints are they?
It's a mint peach.
It's a mint peach? That sounds wrong.
It does sound wrong. It's like orange juice and toothpaste, man. It's like a milder version.
So instead of mint peach, how about peach mint?
Yes, indeed. That's what's going on right now. Basically,
this is a big news story.
So here's what we're going to do at this point, man. We're going to run this with a bit of a disclaimer here. James and I have been somewhat intentionally avoiding politics on purpose.
We have been intentionally avoiding talking too much politics.
I say
on
somewhat
the
because there's been one or two off color comments we've based upon comments, our political affiliations.
But we've been trying not to heavily discuss them because of the fact that we know that it is a very, very polarizing subject.
Yeah, and we do not want now. To. We don't want to. Here's the thing, man. The Xennial Chronicles started originally as just a podcast that's meant to. Just
inspire nostalgia.
Yeah.
Bring back love. Educate a little bit about a few things.
Yeah. Just, you know, some things that may have happened during our childhood that we may be.
And the connections to the things that happen now. Yeah. So while we're doing some new stuff, we're talking about some of the things that happen now and how they connect to how we grew up, how we feel, how our worldview is now.
We
realize that politics are a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But we also realize that, again, It is such a polarizing thing. It is such a thing that if you say things in one direction, you're going to offend people in the other direction.
Right.
This is something that is very, especially in our current climate of politics. I can say in our lifetime, we really haven't had as divisive a political scene as what we have right now.
Right.
We really have battle lines drawn in a much harsher way than I feel we've had since we've been alive.
Essentially, yes. And now I don't want to get too deep into this, but basically here's my take on what's going on. When we started this, we did not have politics this way in mind. This is something that's kind of an unavoidable subject somewhat.
It really is.
However, we do not want to bring the polarizing idea of politics into this unless this is something that is welcomed by our audience.
So
we do have some things to say, and we talk about this stuff off air, but we do not bring this into the podcast because we want people to be, we want people to enjoy listening to us.
Well, and in fact,
we want people to enjoy listening to the subject matter that we bring on because it's, we're just having fun.
And when you and I spoke about this, you specifically said that you, you would like for this to be, a release, a kind of vacation away from the news cycle and the things that are happening within the political spectrum of the news cycle right now.
Exactly.
This should be something that people can sit and listen to and laugh at, maybe get a little bit frustrated with some of the things that we say because views, some views differ and some things differ, but we don't want to have to drudge through all of the same just hurtful and almost hateful things that are happening in the media right now when it comes to politics.
Yeah, there's a lot of that, and we do not want to join into that part. However, we do have some opinions on this, and if you would like to hear them, we're going to be throwing out a couple of polls, and we're also going to have, you know, you guys know that we have this, we have our YouTube page, we have a Twitter, we have a Facebook.
Yeah,
we're going to be throwing a poll out on our Facebook and our Twitter. That's at Zenchron. If you want to get to us on either one of those, it's at Zenchron, X-E-N-C-H-R-O-N. We also have a comment thread on the videos that are posted on Facebook, which is basically the same
and
podcast you're listening to. So
YouTube.
Comment on this video on our YouTube page if you're following us on YouTube, or comment on our video on the Facebook page, or also answer the poll when we put it out. Okay.
Yeah, if you're listening to us on any of the other ways to listen to the podcast, like Spotify and TuneIn, and you've linked it to the Apple thing, or you're listening from the main page, our main ZennioChronicles.com.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those, get onto the Facebook, get onto the Twitter, get wherever you can, send us a message.
Mm-hmm.
And send us a message and let us know if you would like us to have a discussion about this. Now, the thing to say ahead of time is, if we are going to discuss this, both of us are probably going to get a little bit heated, one of us more than the other. That would be me. But just because I'm more of a hothead than he is.
Yeah.
But we are going to get heated. We will bring out our own probably personal views, as much as we'll try to stay objective at first with it. Our personal views will come out and will be a part of it. So this will be a separate podcast that we do. It will not be part of our regular Thursday morning release podcast. We will do this one separately.
This will be an extra one, and it will be most likely uncensored.
And it will have disclaimers on it letting people know that this is something that is a heavy political thing. And listen, we're going to have the discussions personally, Mike and I. I mean, I've been having discussions with Mike about it. I've been having discussions with my wife. Basically, that's me just talking and her just listening, but still, she doesn't get into politics. I've been having a large amount of discussions with this with my dad. I don't know who all – I know you've been discussing with your wife.
It's been a topic of contention for a lot of people,
and that's
if
the thing
you
is,
guys are interested in us having a discussion about it, we are asking whether or not you would like to. You would like to hear it. Like,
and
that's,
if we have enough of a response – if we have enough people that are interested in hearing it, and we're not going to throw out a number. We have the number kind of decided on ourselves. We have enough people that are interested in hearing it. We will record it. We'll put it out there for people to hear. We'll make it available for anybody, but with the disclaimer that, you know, go into this knowing what you're getting into, knowing what you're listening to. This is a separate thing from our normal podcast, and it's meant to be something separate. It's still James and Mike talking, but it's not in the normal feel and idea that we put the podcast out.
Yeah.
So just know that going into it. Let us know whether you'd like to listen to it. We're going to take a break now. We will be talking again about Antonio Brown, finally getting the Antonio Brown discussion.
Yeah,
happening.
We missed that conversation last
week.
Which
is good, because more things have happened.
Cool.
So that's I can do it all kind of in a neat package and then whatnot. And then we're also, hopefully time permitting, we're going to have a little discussion about the vaping stuff that's going on.
I'd like to know a little bit more about that. I am definitely not an expert on it.
Well, we've had a little bit of a discussion with it before, but I have a little more information actual scientific information about some stuff.
Oh, cool.
And just understanding that this is not the way it's necessarily being portrayed in the media.
Totally.
So, all right, we'll take a break and we'll be back in a minute.
Thanks. Hey, friends, this is Mike from the Zennio Chronicles reminding you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Zenchron, spelled X-E-N-C-H-R-O-N, to keep up to date on all things TXC. And please check out our official website, thezennialchronicles.com, or if that's too much to type, zenchron.com. Thanks again for listening, and now back to the show.
And we are back, everybody. So we left you at the end with, please make sure to let us know whether you want us to do this other discussion. But right now, we're going to talk about the Antonio Brown saga.
A much lighter-hearted discussion.
Yes and no.
Okay.
I mean, this has been a thing that's kind of been dominating NFL headlines since last year.
Yeah, let's break this down because I am super not familiar with this whole thing. I do know I do know various parts of information. I am not really that super into football. Like I said, I'm a casual fan. I'll watch a game when it's on because it's fun to watch, and that's where I stop. But I've heard a couple of things about this, and we need a breakdown for everybody who's listening who doesn't know who this guy is.
Well, Antonio Brown was a wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
Arguably one of the best wide receivers in the game, at least top five.
Okay.
Wide receiver in the game.
Okay.
He went missing one of the last games of the season last year.
Mm-hmm.
He went missing the whole week of practice, showed up the day before the game, and the team, the coach made the decision that he wasn't going to be allowed to play in the game, having missed all the practice. Now, keep in mind,
that makes perfect sense to me.
One of the other players on the Steelers last year held out for the entire year wanting a new contract, Le'Veon Bell, their running back, and was not given a new contract and so left the team. He refused to sign the franchise tag, which is a whole different discussion, but he didn't want to play on the Steelers anymore for whatever reason.
Question.
Yes.
I mean, when you negotiate a contract in football, are the practices paid as well?
Everything is paid in some way.
You're required to show up.
Yeah.
You're paid.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know that I'm really throwing it out here.
Well,
you can
thing
get
is,
fined for missing practices.
You get fined for missing practices, which becomes important with the Antonio Brown situation.
You also don't get paid for that practice, right? So you lose out twice.
You can, yes.
Okay. So that's the question that I had, because obviously the games are the things that are going to pay more. But
depends on,
I mean,
it
I
really
get it.
Depends on how your contract is set up.
Okay.
But yes.
Okay.
Depending on things, certain contracts are, you know, so much is guaranteed. Other contracts, it's not guaranteed. It really is dependent upon how things are set up within the contract. So with Antonio Brown, he made it very clear he didn't want to be a Steeler anymore. He wanted out of being a Steeler.
Uh-huh.
So he was kind of being shopped around in the offseason last year.
Uh-huh.
Steelers still had him under contract, mm-hmm. so they were trying to get something for him, something big.
Okay.
A lot of teams are in the discussion of wanting a talent like Antonio Brown on the team.
Okay.
The 49ers, for instance, were one of the teams that were discussed as being a possible location because, for some reason, the media wants to try to tell the 49ers they need to have a number one receiver. This is a Niner fan complaining a little bit. Sorry, a little bit of me is eking out into this. The Niners do not want a player like Antonio Brown because the culture that he brings to a team is not good. We want positive culture on the team, regardless of their playing ability. We're not going to put up with somebody who's maybe a great talent, but may not be a good person in the locker room with his fellow players.
That makes sense. That makes sense to me.
And there had been rumors coming out already that Antonio Brown was a problematic person. Keep in mind, the 49ers were the team that let go of a promising linebacker in the middle of the season. 2 days before a game happened, actually, they let go of a very promising linebacker that had already had one set of legal trouble that the Niners had helped him work through. When he had the same exact type of legal trouble with the same exact person again, while they were on a road trip in Florida of all places, of course,
right.
They were on a road trip in Florida. An incident happened at their hotel with this linebacker, and they were like, nope, we're done. We're not. It's the same person. It's the same type of incident. You've proven what kind of a person that you are, and we're not going to deal with you anymore. And they literally cut him that day, 2 days before a game.
Cool.
That's the way that the Niners organization currently works. They don't
want
to deal with
it. They want to keep a high. They want to keep on the relatively high moral ground.
Yes,
here.
They do. They have a culture they want to have within their team of the way their players act.
That makes sense.
On and off the field.
Yeah.
Well, there is another team from the Bay Area that is well known for not having as stringent rules about how their players act on and off the field as the 49ers.
Okay.
That would be the Oakland Raiders.
Okay.
Who did sign Antonio Brown and gave a bunch of things to the Steelers as a result. Okay, draft picks, that kind of stuff.
Okay, so here's my question on this. Because now, is there anything that's outside for his conduct? Because he, from what I remember here, you went through a lot, so I might have missed some details here, but he missed a bunch of practices.
Well,
he started becoming kind of unruly.
He had missed practices for the week of the game.
Uh-huh.
There had been some rumors that there was some locker room issue, and then there were a few rumors at that time that hadn't gotten heavily publicized,
mm-hmm.
that there were a lot of people that were angry with him in his outside football life,
right,
for not paying them for services that they gave to him. There were multiple people that did services for him in his home, around his home, stuff like that, they were not paid for their mm-hmm. services by him. They were still trying to get payments. There were people there was one or two lawsuits that got paid off by him.
Right.
Settlements reached outside of the court stuff for non-payment of things.
Okay.
So there was that.
Okay.
Okay. He gets to the Raiders. Suddenly, and it's a big contract, too. He's given a big, brand-new contract with the Raiders.
Okay.
Suddenly, he's not showing up. He's not showing up for...
At the Raiders?
For the OTAs, for practices. When he does show up for practice, of course, he shows up in, like, a hot air balloon.
What the hell?
Next thing you know, his feet are injured from cryotherapy. Now, cryotherapy, getting the body cold to try to help with muscle retention and muscle damage and stuff like that.
I didn't know that was a thing, but okay.
It's a thing, and he apparently had his feet damaged from the cryotherapy to the point where the bottom of his feet were cracking and split open and whatnot.
What is this guy doing?
That is really the question that has been on the football pundits' minds for the last couple of months, is what is he doing? The next issue came as part of the NFL's kind of growth in attempting to be a more safe game to play.
Right.
There's been a lot of rule changes, but some of the other changes that have gone through have been equipment changes.
Okay.
And one of the major equipment changes has to do with the biggest NFL issue, which is head injuries.
New helmets.
Head injuries. They have been upgrading the helmets. And so the helmets have to have a certain type of safety features within them. I don't know all of the details.
Yeah, this sounds like a kid car seat kind of a thing.
Yeah.
You know, where you constantly have to have it updated.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And this
stuff makes sense.
They have been, as they've been updating the helmets, they've been taking helmets that were previously approved helmets and considering them too old, you can't use that helmet anymore.
So you need to update your helmets.
Yes.
This is necessary for the job. He's getting paid, Lord knows how much money. Yeah, I was going to say, buy a new friggin' helmet. It helps you do your job.
He didn't like the new helmets and started...
Take it as a tax write-off. No, I mean, come on.
It wasn't about the buying of the new helmet. He didn't like the fit of the new helmets and the way that they were as compared to his old helmet. Now, he was one of many players that preferred the older helmets, but all of the other players were willing to upgrade into the newer helmets.
Yeah.
He was not. So he started filing his first set of grievances against the NFL to try to get it approved for him to use this other helmet.
Wait, we're talking like concussion safety and stuff like that here, and he's filing a grievance because the NFL is trying to be safer and stop these head injuries from happening?
He felt it was a necessary thing because he liked the other helmets more. He felt more comfortable in the other helmets.
Okay, let me get a bit of a list of things going on here. He ditches a bunch of practices and gets booted from another team.
Yeah.
After he gets pissed off when they stop him from playing a game because he intentionally missed a bunch of practices. Then he gets traded to another team.
Yeah.
He then misses a bunch of practices for that team.
Yeah.
Has an injury based on something that just... I mean, I guess doesn't that really would be a sense. Thing, but yeah, it doesn't make sense. He wasn't practicing. He wasn't playing.
Yeah.
So... He gets an injury from recovery.
Yes.
And then has a problem with having to buy a football helmet.
And so he's not making practices with that because you have to wear your helmet in this stage of practices, and he can't wear the old helmet during the stage of practices as part of the rules.
Meanwhile, this guy is pretty sought after, right? Like, essentially, this sounds like a lot of unprofessional.
He's considered a game-changing receiver. Yeah.
Okay.
He's the type that will change the whole
cool.
game.
Not I get it, but at the same time, that also is like, what? Yeah. I just don't. It's the conduct that's the problem.
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
So, yeah, okay. So there's more.
So there's more.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So he files multiple grievances about the helmet. So at this point,
he's still with the Raiders. He files grievances about his helmet.
Multiple
grievances about his helmet.
Because he gets denied, and he files again, gets denied, trying to figure out some kind of a way. Missing practices this whole time.
Hold on. How much did he pay for the grievances that he had to file?
No idea. Unknown.
In relation to the cost of the football helmet. Who knows how much
he was paying his lawyer to do
this? I'm curious how. Yeah, exactly.
You need to understand, it's not about the cost. It's not about the cost. It's about this other helmet is what he's more comfortable with. The cost is meaningless. It's not like I don't want to buy the. He really technically doesn't have to buy the helmet. It would be the team procuring the helmet for him. That's not what this is about. He's not buying his own gear. He doesn't pay for his own jersey and whatnot. The team pays for it. He's refusing to wear the other helmet because he doesn't like the way it fits in comparison to the previous helmet.
Nah, I get it.
This is all about, okay, that may be a new hat, but the new hat isn't as comfortable as my old hat. I want to wear my old hat.
And I get that. I can understand up to a point. But
again, up to a point, I'm sorry, but if you're paying me to wear the hat, I'll wear whatever hat you're telling me to wear.
I was going
to
say, here's the deal. Yeah, the hat's not as comfortable, but will the hat stop you from getting a concussion?
It doesn't matter. Will the hat ensure that you get millions and millions of dollars a year? Well, crap, I'm wearing that hat. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm down with that. That doesn't make any sense to not do.
Finally, he after losing the various grievances for the helmet, he agrees to start showing up to practice.
Okay? And apparently the grievances are
He loses all of them.
He loses all the grievances. So he files. He's like, fine, I'll start practicing.
Has to wear the helmet. The coach, John Gruden, and the general manager, Mike Mayock, have been trying to work through this with him. Both guys, John Gruden had been a football coach for years, then was an announcer, then went back to being a football coach. Mayock was an announcer and a NFL kind of expert for years. He was specifically a draft expert, and Gruden hired him to be the general manager based on his years and years of expertise when it comes to the NFL. So he does get back to work finally, but then you end up having a confrontation between him and Mayock, Antonio Brown and Mayock.
I'm listening.
During practice, that got heated to the point of Antonio Brown, who is African-American, using language that could be interpreted as racial slurs towards Mayock, who is white, Caucasian.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I forget exactly what I think he calls him Mayo, which would be a reference to something that's white.
I get it.
And then he makes some sort of a threatening comment. I forget exactly the threatening comment, but basically is using a football as kind of the analogy for Mayock and kicks the football out of the practice field area. But it was almost a physical altercation and a lot of yelling and screaming back and forth there at practice. So there's a discussion with him. He goes on air finally and publicly apologizes, Antonio Brown does, for the altercation with Mayock and for the altercation with or for missing the practices. And later that day, he is met with a letter from the Raiders organization fining him for the argument with Mayock and for all of the practices that he missed.
Ooh. That's
huge
tough.
Huge fines.
Yeah.
Part of the letter also states that because his attitude and his conduct would qualify as conduct detrimental to the team by his missing of practices, by his fighting with the general manager of the team in such an open manner, that it falls under his contract clause of conduct detrimental to the team,
right?
Which, as part of the contract clause, can void all of his guaranteed money, basically making his contract, which is a guaranteed so many years worth of contract,
right,
a week by week contract that if they decide to get rid of him because of his conduct, they would be guaranteeing
everything from that week on.
Yep, nothing more of his money because he has been doing conduct detrimental to the team. It is at that point that he actually posts online, I forget which social media platform, but he posts online in a social media platform the letter with all of the fine information. He also posts a recorded phone call that he recorded with the coach where the coach is trying to tell him, dude, just come in and play football. Just effing come in and play football. That's all we want you to do is just come and play football.
And I'm assuming this is without the coach's consent.
Without the coach's consent.
Okay.
So you have a recorded phone call conversation with the coach.
This
you have
this is letter already posted too much to social media. Handle. Like, okay.
And then he, on the same day, the very next morning, he says, just trade me. Just release me.
At the end of the conversation, he says, just release me.
Just release me.
Fine, get rid of me.
And so
it's quite obvious that he doesn't want to play for the Raiders.
Within a few hours, he's released. And actually, this is an important point, that he doesn't want to play for the Raiders. In a few hours, he's released. Okay?
Okay.
Literally, a few hours after he puts that in the morning.
Can I say something just completely on the side? Hold your thought for a second. I remember...
By the way, this is like 3 or 4 days before the first game of the season, so...
Oh, good Lord. Yeah. Okay, yeah, because this is this season, right?
This is this season. We're only four weeks into the season, four games
into
the season.
So this is a month old, this crap's going out. Okay.
There's more. There's so much more to it. That's the scary part.
All right, so before we go into the much more area.
In fact, there's so much more that I'm thinking now that we may not get into vaping. We may just be dealing with this for the end of this thing. We may have to wait vaping.
Vaping is a large conversation, I think. So that's fine. Okay, so next thing. Just as a side point here, this has gone way beyond like the Richard Sherman crap that happened a couple years ago.
What Richard Sherman stuff are you talking about?
All of the conduct stuff and his on-field crap that he was doing like while he was with the Seahawks. I mean, he had a little bit of off-field stuff too, but this is
Richard Sherman did not have any off-field conduct issues.
Okay, so this is just on-field.
Yeah, he was
like end zone dancing and all this stuff, right? Well, like,
he was known for being very mouthy and very, very much kind of crap talker, using appropriate language.
That's essentially that's very...
Yeah, he was known
great
more for
the cameras, bad for the conduct, big personality kind of
there
guy.
There was one specific thing that made 49er fans hate him, which was at the end of the NFC Championship game where he knocks the pass away from Michael Crabtree and a linebacker interception.
Yeah, and then he was having an altercation with Crabtree and stuff.
Well, there was the issue with Crabtree. It turns out much later that there's a reason for that. Michael Crabtree has been known to cause fights and problems with other people.
Oh.
When he went to other teams, he caused fights and problems with people.
Gotcha.
It turns out Michael Crabtree is very much part of that problem.
Oh, okay.
Richard Sherman just got a little angry.
So it was
with
reactionary.
Now, also, there are some people who are saying that I'm apologizing for Richard Sherman now because he's a member of the 49ers now. He is a different person now than he was then. His contract actually should explain that to most people, because his contract, he did not have an agent work his contract. He did his own contract negotiation.
Wow.
His contract, he's actually paid a very small base salary for the fact that he's Richard Sherman, one of the best cornerbacks in the game.
Right.
I can even admit that when he was still in the Seahawks, he's a good corner. He's very good at what he does.
Okay.
He takes it. He actually has a very small paycheck that's guaranteed the majority of his money, and it's only guaranteed a year at a time. Majority of his money is based on incentives.
Okay.
And in fact, when he made the contract, he was coming off an Achilles injury, so they didn't know what kind of abilities he would have after that.
So they reduced the amount of investment because they weren't quite
sure.
He
did. He came in with this contract.
He negotiated his way in?
He negotiated this contract. He wanted to come to the Niners, and he negotiated this contract and specifically negotiated into his contract that the majority of his pay would come from incentive-based stuff. Him making the Pro Bowl, them getting into the playoffs, the number of interceptions he had, the number of snaps he played. He bet on himself.
He intentionally made the contract as low risk for the Niners as possible.
And he bet on himself. He said, look, if I do what I think I can do, if I play up to the caliber that I think I can play, I'll make big money. I don't make big money, and it's not a big risk for you guys. That made me have a little more respect for the guy and look over the fact that he was kind of a pain in the butt for Niner fans for years. But anyway.
That's beside the point. It sounds to me like, okay, so that's a whole like change of heart and change of doing stuff for the love of the game kind of thing.
As far as off-field antics, Richard Sherman's actually had a pretty clean nose off the field, even in his Seattle days.
Oh, okay.
In fact, for the most part, Seattle is even a pretty good team about having their off-field issues. Pete Carroll, their coach, doesn't deal with them. Now, he is known for having players that are a bit of a pain on the field. his attitude kind of bleeds into them, and he's kind of a pain like that. He's a loudmouth type person, but off the field, he doesn't put up with any BS.
That's cool.
He's not going to deal with it.
That's cool.
Very much like Bill Belichick doesn't deal with the off-field BS. If there's off-field BS, and Bill Belichick falls into this real quickly, Bill will take on problematic players, but he'll take them on and like, okay, you're going to come here and not be problematic. And if you are, we're not going to deal with you. Well, that comes into play here.
Cool.
And let me get into that. So Antonio asks for the release. He says, just release me. Just release me.
Yeah.
They're like, fine, you're released. A couple of days before the first game of the season, and they've been game planning with him as their main offensive threat. So the Raiders have to figure out what the heck they're going to do for their offense because they've been building it around this guy. They got a good running back in the draft who's going to be like the supplement to him.
Right.
But Antonio Brown's the guy.
Right.
And he's gone. Well, of course, the rumors start up. Where's he going to go? What happens? You know, that type of stuff, right?
Right.
Rumors start up.
Okay.
Well, first rumor that comes up is, the Patriots will pick him up. That'll be the team to get him. The Patriots will get him. Guess what? Patriots do. Patriots sign him. As soon as he's available to be signed, Patriots sign him.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Then some more information starts coming out.
Okay.
Patriots are an AFC team.
Okay.
As are the Raiders, as are the Steelers. But the Raiders weren't seen as a team that would really be in contention for the playoffs this year. However, the Patriots are a constant playoff contender.
Right. Right now. Okay, so basically he ended up upgrading, getting traded to the Patriots.
I'm not there yet.
Okay.
What ended up happening is back when the Steelers were first trying to deal off Antonio Brown, back when they were first talking about the trade offers and looking for the trade offers, guess which team was the heaviest in offers to the Steelers?
Originally?
The Patriots were.
Okay, so the Patriots wanted him way back.
Bad. Steelers weren't going to give him up to the Patriots, of all people.
Wait, intentionally? They didn't want to give him to the Patriots?
No, they intentionally did not want him going to the Patriots. They dealt him to the Raiders because they didn't feel like the Raiders would be a team they would have to worry about seeing in the playoffs.
I didn't know that happened.
The Patriots would.
I thought normally this was just down to money.
No, it's not always down to money.
Okay.
Sometimes trades don't happen because you don't want a specific team to get the player.
Okay.
They didn't want the Patriots to get the player.
Okay.
So they did. Moreover, they were also looking for draft picks.
Right.
And they figured the Patriots draft picks were not going to be good because they were going to be higher picks in the rounds. Whereas the Raiders picks would be better because they'd be lower round picks.
Wow.
So you end up having the Patriots had been in the mix from the very beginning, but nobody really knew about it until after suddenly Antonio's signing with the Patriots.
Huh.
It's one of those things that breeds your NFL conspiracy theories. Did Antonio Brown sign with the Raiders and do all of this stuff to get with the Patriots? To get the Raiders to release him and then have the ability to be a free agent, have nobody to be able to decide where he goes but him, and then he signs with the Patriots.
I'll be damned.
And he did. And he played in one game with them. And after the one game, the very next week,
Hold on, wait a minute. Before you get there, because I think I know where you're going with this, but
actually, before the game, this even happened before the game. But what are you talking about?
So the team that let me check here something. Does that mean that Antonio Brown was trying to get to the Patriots the whole time? And basically all he was doing was being a total jackass up until he had the capability to get traded to the Patriots?
That was a theory.
Okay.
That was a theory.
Okay.
So, this happens, right?
Right.
Suddenly some news surfaces.
Okay.
News surfaces of a woman who has claimed, who has filed a lawsuit against him for rape.
Oh,
multiple
no.
times of rape. A former personal trainer of his.
No way.
That has text messages between the two of them of a very salacious nature.
Oh, no.
So it's not necessarily a criminal investigation, but it is a whatever the other one is.
So essentially
a civil suit against him for
sexual assault allegation.
Sexual assault allegation. Now,
oh, dude,
the Patriots are like, all right, we're gonna try to work through this. We'll have you play. Because this happened in the past, supposedly. Multiple times in the past.
Here come the protesters, stuff, too, man.
That's, bunch of stuff coming out. Oh, yeah. A bunch of stuff coming out about that. It becoming an issue. And questions are whether he'll be allowed to play for the Patriots because this is happening.
Because,
and
yeah.
The fact that it's a, and this is important, the fact that it's a civil suit as opposed to a criminal suit, it's not on, it's not something where the commissioner can put him on the exempt list.
Why is it a civil suit
different than a criminal suit? Because there's not enough to do it criminally, and it didn't happen in the right time frame for them to file criminal charges.
Okay, so there's a statute of limitations that it's passed.
There's a civil suit.
So this happened who knows how many years ago.
It was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But because of the way that it was handled and happened, it is being done as a civil suit, not as a criminal suit.
Okay.
Therefore, the commissioner of the NFL does not have to put him on an exempt list, which would make it so he couldn't play. Okay.
Holy smokes.
Hold on. It gets deeper.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So he plays the one game. The next week, it comes out that not only has he had that happen, there's been other accusations of him being inappropriate and showing himself inappropriate, sexually assaulting people in that way, or sexually harassing people in that way by showing his body parts inappropriately to people and whatnot.
Right.
In the past. But that during the time he was already signed with the Patriots, within the last week, he was part of harassing text messages to these people who are accusing him of the sexual harassment. And not sexually harassing them, but like harassing and threatening them because of the sexual harassment stuff coming back up.
Wait. So she files a civil suit and he texts her and threatens?
Not that girl, but the other ones. Yes.
Other ones, multiple.
Oh, so the Patriots decide we're done.
That's it, yeah.
We're done. We're getting rid of you. And because, again, this is conduct detrimental, we're not paying you anything.
Oh!
So now he has no jobs with any NFL team, and both teams are refusing to pay him anything.
Holy smokes, dude.
Now he has filed 8 different grievances with the NFL Players Association against the Raiders and the Patriots, trying to get all of this money that he feels he is owed for the contracts that he did.
But he violated the contracts.
But he feels he's owed the money, and that's what's happening with him.
Well, that's dumb.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. That's why this is just an all-encompassing saga.
Holy
of Antonio
smokes,
Brown.
Dude, that's insane. All right, wow.
So we got the Antonio Brown thing out.
And thus is the saga of Antonio Brown.
So please feel free to comment on your thoughts on Antonio Brown. Please feel free to let us know whether you want us to have our political discussion.
Yeah.
Hopefully next week we can talk about vaping. Hopefully. But for today, I think that's it. Mike, where can people listen to us?
You can listen to us all over the interwebs. We have our website, thezenigochronicles.com, or if you don't want to type that much, you can type at zencron.com. Our playlist is up there for our, I want to say, 5-10 most recent episodes, I think. You also can check us out on TuneIn. You can check us out on Google Podcast. You can check us out on Spotify. And for Apple Podcasts, it's a little complicated. Basically, you have to subscribe to a URL feed, which is thezenialchronicles.com/feed/podcast to get there. Also, we have our podcasts come out as videos on Facebook and also on YouTube, which if you're listening to this, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can comment on the videos there. And we have our entire archive of all of our podcasts from the very first one up to this one available on our YouTube page. You can go as far back as you want. But yeah, that's pretty much it, man, I believe. Is there anything else?
Nope, that's it. Thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You guys have a good one.
Thank you for tuning in, friends. The journey continues next week.